Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And Peakless, we were talking about this World Health Organization bureaucrat who...
The head of the World Health Organization. Yeah. No less than the top man himself.
The chief wahoo.
Aren't we glad that all of our lives are in his hands?
Saying that, we probably got another 2 years on this COVID thing. Maybe less, maybe more. I'm not sure.
Well, 100 years ago, we had a big thing, and it took 2 years. This is a big thing. I mean, it might be shorter, because we've got technology. And it might be longer, because we've got technology.
And at least China's paying us.
Hey, they what?
Well, the World Health Organization's
coming. Oh, yeah.
They get big money. They were way behind on this whole COVID thing.
No.
Yeah. So what else have they got to say on it?
Not a whole lot, honestly. But I thought this was worth noting, but at the same time, this is the World Health Organization head speaking, but at the same time, we also have the technology to stop it and the knowledge to stop it, he noted, stressing the importance of, quote, national unity and global solidarity, unquote. And I actually looked up solidarity because I'm like, is that not literally the same thing as unity?
Yeah, that sounds right.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, so he repeated himself. It's been done before.
Well, those are kind of mutually exclusive concepts.
So national unity kind of means being, unified with your nation, and then global solidarity means all the nations are unified in one opinion. So I, the head of the World Health Organization, would like to remind you that I am head of the World Health Organization and that you should do as I wish when it comes to health stuff. Because we're totally not taking payoffs from China or the United States or anybody else, and therefore we're just out here looking out for your best interest.
And it's somehow feasible to have, if you somehow took a person who could only act benevolently, it's somehow then feasible to act in the best interest of every population simultaneously with the same advice. That's...
I don't know how long this will last.
Insane.
I don't know what we need to do, but this much I know. We must do exactly the same thing in every circumstance.
Yeah, and not just a lockdown. Any health issue. Like, some countries need a lot. They have nutrition problems, and they need to eat a lot more calories, and they need more food. That's not true of the U.S. So you can't just give blanket advice for an entire planet on any health issue, really.
And it seems like this COVID thing so far has come in a couple of waves at the very least, and you don't know when your country is going to get it, if they're going to get it. There's some countries that have been largely untouched, others that that have been hit really hard, harder than the United States. I know the Democrats don't want to hear that. In fact, there are countries that have been hit harder, if you look at per...
Except for New York.
New York State?
New York City.
Yeah.
Well. Turns out, like, sending COVID patients into the nursing homes?
Bad idea.
Huh. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. But that's Trump's fault. For reasons. I don't know.
Well, you know, Cuomo's very proud of himself, so obviously he's doing a good job.
Yeah, he must be doing a great job, because he was doing fireside chats and telling everybody it wasn't his fault. That darn Trump and his stuff.
Trump is so powerful. He can just make governors and mayors do things without ordering them to, and in fact by ordering them to do the opposite.
His very existence causes their actions to have different effects than they would have otherwise.
Indeed. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The World Health Organization doesn't carry much weight for me these days, but
I really hope that's a lot of people these days, because, I mean, just their predictions and their prescriptions have just been terrible.
And the whole listen to the experts thing, like, at this point, I don't know who the experts are. I mean, there are plenty of experts out there that are willing to tell you things that are completely the inverse of what other experts are telling you, and I don't know what that means when you say it. And mostly, at this point, I, and I think many, many, many people around the world, are just sort of stir crazy from being locked up for months on end. And being, like, let's not forget the house arrest of the entire planet without habeas corpus. I mean, this is sort of really important, is you can't lock people up just because you want to. And the idea of quarantining healthy people has never been done before. New idea.
Yeah, it seems to me we actually wrote down a whole bunch of documents and maybe even had a few wars about, like, when you're allowed to just arrest people. And I think we all agreed, A, there should be a reason for it, and B, there's a way you do it.
So, yeah, I mean, so far the Men's Health Organization has got an article here, we can't beat COVID without a 6-week lockdown. Now, I'm not going to go into it, but there are people all across the board saying all kinds of different things regarding this COVID thing, and I think that ultimately it comes down to you and your risk tolerance. If you want to wear, if you want to stay at home all the time and then sneak out to the grocery store at 6 a.m. with a mask on, that is your freedom to do so. It is your life. Please do that.
And you would have less crowded places if you would just do that for yourself, because then everyone, Walmart would be open 24/7, and you could go at 2 a.m. when nobody's there. If you wanted, if you would just leave everybody else alone.
Right, instead of forcing people to do this thing or that thing. And, you know, now we've got the working, you know, for a while there, you're giving the working population more money to stay home than to go to work. And I get why they chose to do it, but when you start paying people to stay home rather than go to work, then they suddenly, I'm terrified of this corona thing. You know, like, what?
Right. What determines whether I get paid more and do less?
Yeah.
My fear level? Oh, it's huge.
Yes, it's huge. Yeah.
Right? That's the right answer that gets me paid more and doing less?
And don't forget alcoholism, obesity, drug abuse, suicide. All these things are up right now. That's
domestic,
not exactly
violence.
Yeah, positive. And by the way, trapping people in the house with their domestic abuser? It's a good idea. But apparently, you were talking about arrests there. Apparently, arrests now. There's a way to get out of jail free card.
Oh yeah,
I think this is a fascinating one.
The courtesy card.
Well, I'm sure it's existed for a very long time.
Yeah, this one's from Vice.com. The little cards that tell police, "Let's forget this ever happened." And I mean, it's just one of those. I know there's corruption, especially in government. I mean, there's wherever there's power, people are going to abuse it. Power corrupts. That's what happens. But I'm used to people kind of trying to hide that they're doing that. I mean, everyone knows that police are held to a fundamentally different standard of behavior, especially when they're working. And everyone knows that there's a certain amount of leeway that you give them because of the job that they do. And people like you and I are not necessarily for that. And a lot of people are very much for that because of the dangers of their job and so on and so forth. But here you have the courtesy card, which basically is a little card that someone in the law enforcement umbrella will give you. And you can pull that out, and it's got a little the phone number of the person that gave it to you on the back. And they can call and check it out. And, you know, the police don't have to care about it. But there are a lot of nudge, nudge, wink, winks when it comes to figuring out which laws they're going to carry out, who they're going to run in, which tickets they're really going to prosecute.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting situation, this courtesy card. So first you have to presume that police are giving police a break out there. And I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, that's happening.
Well, I've never seen one pulled over for running a light.
Well, not in a cop car, but there are instances now and then when a police officer will get in trouble for, say, drunk driving, and the cops won't let him, the cops in a neighboring county or whatever won't let him go, or, you know, however that goes. But at the same time, I can tell you as a fireman, I kind of been treated, you know, you leave that fire helmet in the back of the car, and, you know, I just tend to think that things go better. Why exactly do firemen have the union sticker on the back of their car? The pipe fitters don't. Union doesn't have a sticker. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Come on, call in. It's Mark with you.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free, as in freedom. Do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV? Well, now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin. Then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce, and that's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. And I just use AnyPay today, and I'll tell you what, there's a really great feature. They, at the restaurant that I just went to, all they had to do was type in the total. I had a bowl of pho soup, and it was great, excellent, there at Pho Keen Great. And they typed in, I think it was $13.08 with the for the large bowl. And then it pulled up a QR code. On that QR code, I could have used any one of these four cryptocurrencies that AnyPay accepts: Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, or Bitcoin SV. Now, I chose to pay with Dash because that was convenient for me, but it didn't matter. It was that one QR code. So they didn't have to ask me what cryptocurrency I was using. It's really cool. AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. So we were talking about this idea of a courtesy card. And I think this... there's an article on it here, and I have to choose whether or not I believe this or not. This exists, and I tend to believe it, because if you're a police officer, would you like your mom to get a ticket or not get a ticket? And I think the answer is pretty clear. You probably don't want mom getting a ticket.
Assuming you don't have a really unhealthy relationship with her.
Well, then you just don't give her one of the cards.
That's right. So if you would like to pass on the privilege, presuming that there is a privilege, and I tend to think there is, that police officers get a professional courtesy, that that perhaps they don't get tickets quite as often, or whatever the situation may be. And you can pass out this card, and this card has the police officer's number on the back, and essentially the person in the car can, I don't know how this conversation comes up. Hey, you can't give me a ticket. I've got this card.
Oh, I'm sure they don't tell them what they can and cannot do.
Yeah, it's best not to do that.
However, they say they are happy to, just hand it over with your license.
Yep.
Ask for your license, and you just happen to hand this over with it as well.
I don't know how to say this, but I was given this card by my brother, and maybe you want to see it, and hand it with the license. I don't know what you would do, honestly.
Yeah, they've got a story here that Mike, not his real name, gets pulled over, and I think it really just coalesces into this moment. I just basically happened to have one of their PBA cards on me, he said, referring to the small plastic courtesy cards issued by the Police Benevolent Association, which usually have an officer's name, phone number, and signature on the back. So I'm sure there's a political element to this internally, like whether your department gets along with that department, and if you recognize the name and that sort of thing. I'm sure that there's nothing requiring them to take it easier on you at all.
No.
But you might develop a reputation with your brothers in arms if you start applying the same level of ferocity to their friends and family that get these little get out of jail free cards, as they're called.
Yeah, so the Police Benevolent Association, in many cases, is an organization to which you can donate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if these cards go to people who donate sufficiently, and if that's the case, then they have, no value. I don't know. I mean, maybe they work, but...
Well, it has to be given out by someone who will sign it and put their number on it.
Okay.
In order to be fully effective. So I'm sure it comes down to specifics.
I'm sure not all departments have the same rules. I'm sure not all departments even have this card, but it's a common thing in some form or another in most places, I would imagine.
I do know most police officers have business cards. They get them, they're printed up, you pay for them as the taxpayer. So they could very well hand out the business card and say, I can tell you this. If there's an Officer Edge on the business card and my driver's license says Mark Edge, then it's Officer Bruce Edge, for instance, or something like that, then, you know, maybe the officer is going to be like, oh, this is the brother of or son of or, you know, father of, who knows what the situation is. But, you know, if you're sharing the same last name, then, well, there's some indication.
Yep, and let's see here. It goes on to say, with few exceptions, PBA cards aren't a normal part of life for most people in the U.S. Though they do confer some privilege and exclusivity, the cards aren't exactly a secret. The Police Benevolent Association, New York City's largest police union, issues these courtesy cards, nicknamed get-out-of-jail-free cards, to its members on a yearly basis. Members can pass the cards out to whomever they choose to provide them with a little extra protection. And the PBA is
protection
not...
from what?
Well, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but there appear to be these well-armed thugs, you know, goons, if you will, running around, stopping people for no particular, you know, reason, and extorting them under the threat of kidnapping to give them money. And not only to give them money, but to give them money in a very, very complicated way.
Right, it is. Sometimes you give them the money, and the ticket doesn't go away. Sometimes you attempt to give them the money, and the ticket never showed up.
And if you try to give them the money in the wrong way, then you can end up with another ticket.
Right. Hey, how about I get a discount on this ticket by giving you a hundo right now?
Turns out, not supposed to pay it that way.
You know, it used to be, I am told, that you could pay tickets. If you know this, ladies and gentlemen, if you know this is true, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. But I have been told that there was a time in the past in America where you could pay a ticket with the cop right there and just take care of the problem.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever official, and I think that program is still ongoing in some smaller towns in the country.
Okay.
Funny how we can trust people with human lives, but can't trust them to, you know, bring the money back after the extortion.
Well, you know the old SEAL sayings, trust me with your life, not with your wife. You know, it's trust is a funny thing.
It does seem to be the case.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would... Certainly, if there are police officers out there that are using their positions to make money, and that can't just because we believe it happens in Mexico all of the time, doesn't mean that it doesn't happen somewhere in the United States. And I've never experienced anybody trying to shake me down. But then again, I'm a little obtuse.
Well,
to these sorts of things.
To be fair, every time you get a ticket is a kind of shakedown.
I very, very rarely get tickets.
Mm.
You know, I just get pulled over, and then, you know, it stopped. The whole shenanigans stop, and I drive off.
So there's a specific example of that business card with Bobby Bruce Edge. Yeah, sir.
I've never had one. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Would love to hear your story about a cop asking you for a payoff. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been lots of discussions by both Democrats and Republicans about President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's no need to rush on her nomination.
This has never happened if they want to set a precedent. This is basically just adding more flames, you know, fanning the flames of division in a country that's already divided. It's something that I would think and hope that we would all come to our senses and say, Hey, can't we wait till after the election?
He was on CNN. On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says Mr. Trump is doing nothing wrong.
Whether we're talking about mail-in ballots or...
I think our founders intended elections to have consequences, and when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters.
This is USA Radio News. COVID-19 infections continue to rise in the U.S., former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb.
Major trials underway with more than 30,000 patients in each trial. Pfizer enrolled 44,000, Moderna 30,000. J&J just announced a trial with 60,000 patients. These are major outcomes trials, so we should wait and see what the data ultimately shows. But the expectation is that this vaccine is going to be partially protective, a lot like the flu vaccine, where for certain people it will provide full immunity, but for other people it's not going to provide as much protection.
There's a brand new wildfire in California. Reporter Jeffrey Schwab.
The glass fire is tearing through terrain near communities just north of the heart of Napa Valley wine country, forcing the evacuation of thousands. Patients and staff at the 80-bed St. Helena Hospital were evacuated as well. Ron Filter had to leave his home at 4:30 in the morning.
Flames climbing up the whole mountainside.
Gusty winds and intense heat and dry lands are fueling the blaze, the second in the region in a month's time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about police courtesy cards. Fascinating topic. I don't think it's ever come up here on Free Talk Live. I've never heard this before. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. These courtesy cards apparently are sort of a business card kind of thing coming from the Police Benevolent Association, and it looks like it's pretty much out of New York City, NYC.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because they go on to say this. Other New York City police unions, like the Detectives Endowment Association and the Sergeants Benevolent Association, do the same with their own courtesy cards. Elsewhere, police unions in Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and Boston have a history of issuing courtesy cards of their own. The Detectives Endowment Association and Sergeants Benevolent Association did not respond to requests for comment.
It's a great idea not to respond to a request on the comment on that story. Yeah, so it sounds like major city cops, and maybe this is going on in suburbia, I don't know. But it sounds, where's the story from, by the way?
Vice.
Okay. So it's from a credible news source.
Wait, Vice is a credible news source?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're certainly not completely unbiased. By what do you consider yourself, what do you consider a credible news source, I guess?
Cop Block, nothing.
Cop Block doesn't exist.
The Intercept, Gene Greenwald, what is his name?
Right, it's, whatever his name, Greenwald. I think you have to have a lower standard. So the question is, are they lying? And it's a full story of either, just absolute fabrication or speculation as to what these business cards are for, or the idea that a civilian might hand over the Police Benevolent Association, the PBA card of some cop, and say, hey, you know, maybe you don't want to give me this ticket. And then maybe they don't, and maybe they do, and who knows? We don't know. There's no way to sort of force any given police officer to choose not to give somebody a ticket.
No, something tells me that it's going to be a small minority of police that will treat you worse after you do that.
Probably true. Now, we have had Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted come on, and he was a decorated police officer down in Texas, and he said that he would always go after the people that had the sort of cop sticker on the back of their car that they've donated to the, you know, police that when they called and on the phone and you know, spam robo called them or whatever. I always wondered whether it was just a tactic of his to get people to not do that anymore. And I don't know the answer. I wouldn't be able to speculate. I rarely get tickets. You know, mostly if I get pulled over. In some cases, I've had my fireman's helmet in the back of the car. In other cases, I haven't. And I still don't get tickets. And I think it's just sort of because, well, for one, I don't speed generally. If the last time I got pulled over, it was because I went through a light, but it's a stupid light. And I think the police officer just wanted to make sure that we all knew, he and me and everybody knew, that that light was red. There wasn't any oncoming traffic, so it didn't make any sense to stop. But I didn't even stop. Like, I didn't stop, slow down, anything. I just blew through it as though it was green, because I guess that's what I thought I saw. And that just seemed legit enough to him, and I don't know, off I went. But it happens over and over again. My policy is not to speed, because I'm not giving these people any extra money. If I'm going, you know, my commute is about 15 minutes.
Well, and one thing that I have definitely found in all my years of life, the easiest way to have to interact with police is driving. I mean, if you don't drive, you will almost never interact with these people.
That's true. And if you don't speed, you interact with them far less frequently. So, like I said, my commute is about 15 minutes from home to work. And if I speed, it's about 14 and a half minutes. It just doesn't make a difference.
No, they've done actually a lot of studying on speeding. And the average change is 1 minute.
Yeah, and I'm just that rich that I can give up that minute. You know, like I'm wealthy in the sense that I can just scribble that minute off. It's not going to change anything. Now, if I'm going from New Hampshire to Florida, and I do twice a year, then I'm much more likely to pick a speed above the speed limit or whatever. You know, I calculate it in my head. I decide what's the right speed and what is it. Yeah, anybody who speeds, and just about everybody has, is always doing these calculations. I do them twice a year. And otherwise, I'm not going to do it. And, you know, this little system of mine has worked out reasonably well. So.
Yeah, last I checked, the average speeding rate is about 7 miles an hour over the posted limit, is just on average what people do.
What I've found is that the speedometers, so you know how they have those little things on the side of the road that are supposed to make you slow down?
Always make a lot of people slow down, I find.
Yeah, so they say. So they'll have a speed limit, 30 miles an hour. You're going 55, right? Or whatever it is, whatever it says.
And they'll flash if you're going that fast.
Yeah, it gives you a mean little flash if you're going 31 or higher. Those things, when I've looked at my speedometer, and, you know, in both of our cars, it's a digital speedometer, whatever happened to the dials, I don't know. And I can look at that number, and I look at the number up there, and it's always 2 or 3 miles an hour lower. So 7 miles an hour, and this is just me speculating, 7 miles an hour is people going 10 miles an hour with a speedometer that is set two or three miles an hour lower.
Could well be.
And they just, you know, in many cases, that's the case. Now,
well, and most tickets do have a very low fine for 5 miles or less.
Yep.
And a slightly higher but still pretty low fine for like 11 miles or less. And then they start, you know, hitting you.
Ticking on up. And this is one of the things that I think is really, so if most people are going X speed in a given area, then the speed limit's 10 or 15 miles an hour lower than that, then it's the speed limit that's the problem, not the people. Because they have calculated that this is a safe way to travel on this particular bit of road. And I think that in large part, speed limits are out there for fundraising. If you wanted to fundraise, if you wanted to stop people from going a certain speed, you'd put one of those speed cams out there, and you'd stop them. Right, so, you know, on X country road, you set the speed limit at 55, everybody goes 70, you put the cam out there, and you hit everybody who's going 58 miles an hour or faster, and then everybody will go under 55 right quick. And whereas, if what you want to do is do fundraising, and then what you would do is you'd put a cop out there at the end of the month to pick people off who are going 80, and then... you know, give them the big old
like
tickets.
Some kind of trap for speed.
Yes, that's exactly what you do. Like, this system isn't about getting people to go the speed limit. This system is about just
taxation. I mean, these speed limits, we mentioned earlier, there is nothing so eternal as a temporary government programming. I mean, these, sorry, Freudian slip, temporary government program. These were put in place because of the oil shortage of the early 70s.
The 55, yeah.
Yeah, 55 that's why we had speed limits, is, oh, well, you're using up too much gas, and you need to slow down.
Well,
but
to be clear,
temporary measure.
We had speed limits before Jimmy Carter rolled up. It's just that they were higher. So what Jimmy Carter's administration did was to set a national speed limit at 55 miles an hour, and the intention was to burn less gas. And mind you, the cars at that time, that was a significant amount of fuel, whereas today 55 miles an hour wouldn't make that much of a difference between 85 miles an hour, because the cars are you know, they sip gas in comparison to those hogs from 72 or whatever it is.
But it does give you a nice, completely unnecessary source of income any time you feel like it.
Right, and there are a lot of places that haven't gone up, back up in whatever way, and that's, you know, ultimately what it is. It's just a fundraising program. If they wanted people to go slower, then they'd do speed cams. Because what happened with red light cams would happen with speed cams. With red light cams, well, once people started getting tickets by running through red lights, and they'd slam on their brakes at red lights, and there'd be more accidents. And by the way, deaths also go up at with red light cams. So probably that would happen with speed cams, too. I'm not exactly sure how it would work. I haven't seen a study on that. Have you? The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I think it's time the cops just stop handing out tickets. Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, dot com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melody.
And you can call in and talk about what you want. We were just talking about Police Benevolent Association cards that allow people to just sort of get out of jail free. Fascinating stuff.
And not just them. The detectives and sergeants unions as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm surprised that they're that blatant about it, but apparently they are.
Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with the idea of, like, business cards with, an officer's name was probably how this originally started. Was, someone would hand someone a business card with another law enforcement officer and, nudge, nudge, wink, wink kind of thing. And, well, they did it so often, and those business cards, they kind of get torn up over time, so we'll just give them these nice plastic cards. Since this is kind of universal behavior, we'll just go ahead and make it open that our unions do that. It's one of the perks.
Right. We're trying to raise money here for good causes, people.
Exactly.
But I think everyone understands when they come knock on your door asking for money, even if you're just a regular person. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have bumper stickers and those little stickers on your car. You know what that's for.
What is it for?
It's for the cops knowing that you gave them money.
Okay. Yes, I know what the stickers are. I guess what are they doing with the money?
No one knows and no one cares. Just want the get-out-of-jail-free sticker to put on their
I actually used to sell these.
Okay.
Technically, it's not selling. Oh, yeah, no, it kind of drove me nuts. It was, I'm never doing a job like this ever again, but this was the last straw. But, no, I was sitting in a telemarketing room calling people up on their auto dialer to convince them to give money to the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yep, I've had that call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't go well for the person on the other end.
I don't know if the non-local ones do you any good or not.
I don't know either. I know I've heard a lot of stories of people saying, yeah, I put that on there for that reason. And I've heard a lot of stories about, yeah, no one, that doesn't help anyone. But, yeah, there are a lot of people that will donate to this Fraternal Order of Police, for example, and these other police unions and sergeants unions and detectives unions and all that.
So what does the Fraternal Order of Police do?
Well, they're a fraternal order.
Right.
So they're a sort
My
of
My dad was in the Moose Club. And that's a fraternal order.
Yep. Yep. Basically the same sort of thing where, like, similar to the mutual aid associations that they used to have where it's kind of like an insurance thing and, you know, this perk and that perk. But, yeah. And one of the interesting things that I found is, and we were kind of gently encouraged to allow people to have this misconception
sure.
in order to make better sales. But a lot of people really just thought, oh, the police don't have enough money. And they're calling up because they want more money. Well, I like police. Have some money.
Indeed.
And no, this isn't going to the police. This is going to the Fraternal Order of Police.
Right.
So when someone breaks their leg or gets shot or whatever, the money that you're giving them goes into that fund and whatever bloody else they want to do with that fund.
Indeed.
And in exchange, well, you get this nice little bumper sticker that, a little rear window sticker that lets the next cop that pulls you over know that you really care about as well.
I'm not completely bothered by the fact that someone was trying to fund drones and Bearcats and ended up funding clubhouses.
So
it is kind of funny.
A person on the other end of the line might have been trying to fund drones and Bearcats, and they ended up funding clubhouses. Okay, that sounds legitimate. In all likelihood, they're buying a sticker to put on their late model Lincoln or late model Buick with the intention of not getting a ticket, which they probably weren't going to get anyway, because the sort of demographic that tends to, A, answer telemarketing calls, and B, give money to people who make telemarketing calls is probably not the sort that tends to get tickets.
I've known a handful of drug dealers who worked at the restaurant that I was working at, and they
drug dealers working at restaurants.
I don't know why, but they either weren't good at their second job, and this really should have been their first job, or sometimes they would be there for contacts, work a few months, quit, be gone for a long time, and come back, but they would buy those police stickers to kind of blend in better, and I think that it worked. It might have not worked 100%, but I think that it worked.
Well, and one thing that I always figured is, okay, well, not all police are members of this fraternal organization or this particular union, so if you have something that says that you're with this, well, you're probably going to have a better chance of them treating you nicer if they're also in that union.
Well, I would say this is if I was driving around with something illegal in my car on the regular, I would pick my car completely differently than it seems like some people that I have seen get arrested for drug dealing pick their cars.
Those are the ones you've seen get arrested.
Indeed. And so it looks like what they're trying to do is get arrested. there's a way to decorate your car that will perhaps address...
They would also copy, to the extent that they could afford to, the models that the old white people would drive.
So,
and I have definitely seen a very, very simple and direct correlation to number of bumper stickers and times pulled over by the police.
So number of bumper stickers
that
you pulled over?
Oh, yeah. So someone who has no bumper stickers at all, way less likely to get pulled over. Someone whose entire back of their car is covered in bumper stickers, significantly more likely to get pulled over. That's what I've seen personally. It's anecdotal.
Now, when I see a bunch of bumper stickers in the back of the car, I think to myself, I want very badly to never talk to that person. Right? Like, I just don't want to talk to them. It sounds like they've got a lot to say, and it would be exhausting and irritating and a variety of other things. I talk to people with whatever their opinions might be, you know, people, crazy people, crazy opinions for a living on the radio. I'm not going to do it for free. So I don't want to chat with that person with the bumper sticker. If I was a cop, the last person I would want to pull over is somebody with a bunch of bumper stickers, because I don't know whether
they're going to make your quota that way.
But I can pull over anybody.
Well, you could, but they might not be guilty of stuff.
Everybody's guilty of something. The bumper stickers, but you're suggesting that more bumper stickers get you pulled over.
That's what I've seen. And I think, pure speculation here, but what I think is happening is that on some level they're going, okay, this person is not status quo.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This is an unusual person who is not doing what everyone's doing.
Bullies they are pick subtly, on nerds.
Yeah, exactly. They pick on the outcast, the weirdo. You are not doing what ordinary people do. Therefore, I, as the protector of civilization, which a lot of them really do see themselves as,
will lash you back into line, and perhaps the next vehicle you get will not be some old hoopty covered in bumper stickers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Could be the case. Let's go to the phones. We got Matt calling in from New Hampshire. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, that stuff you guys were talking about with the bumper stickers and everything, it reminds me of this extortion racket I had to deal with when I was in the military. Basically, they got this thing going on where they have associations that you can voluntarily donate to. They got like the Army Association or the Airborne Association or the Panther. They had a whole bunch of them. And what they would do is they'd come up to us and they'd tell us we had to join these organizations and you had to pay at least like $50 to join. And, you know, it was voluntary, but if you didn't join, you know, you weren't leaving the barracks for a while, you know.
That's a shakedown racket there, yeah?
Yeah. Well, so
what'd you get out of joining? Anything? Just being able to leave the barracks?
Oh, well, it's more than leaving the barracks. You get extra duty, and all the higher-ups would, you know, they would know that you didn't do it, you know. My unit got 100% compliance. It's like you paid for this because you would have a bad life for the rest of your time in as an enlisted guy if you didn't join. You know, we'd got every once in a while a new guy would come in, and he would say, I'm not doing it. And we'd say, hey, buddy, you want to do this? And he'd say, I'm not doing it. And then they'd make the example out of him to keep doing it.
Yeah.
The funniest for me, though, was I remember one guy, and he joined one, and he signed up for the lifetime membership. So he paid like $500 or something for one of these. There's so many, I don't remember them all. And he paid the $500 for the lifetime. So next year came around, and they said, hey, you got to join this. He said, nope, I'm lifetime. And they said, you gotta do it anyways. So he tried doing it, and this is the plan. He tried joining it, and he couldn't because the system kicked back. He was a lifetime
member. Because he was a lifetime member. Funny.
They made him.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.